The DHHS health goal refers to what the department calls non-cancer effects.
And when you're talking about non-cancer effects, you're referring more to things like endocrine disruption.
Dr. Suzanne Brander is a toxicologist at UNC Wilmington.
Perfluorinated compounds are known to be associated with thyroid disease. So hypothyroidism, meaning you don't make enough thyroid hormone, also have been associated with reproductive effects. Just because it's not cancer doesn't mean it's not a pretty serious health issue.
What about cancer effects at 140 parts per trillion?
I think the reason they've hesitated to say a lot about associations with cancers is because we have one or two studies, and more research needs to be done.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.